Americans under attack overseas. We send our Marines to the rescue in some very big boats. Sadly, a U.S. ambassador and three embassy staff are killed in Libya. But it's not about a movie. It's about a planned and coordinated attack. Once all the pieces are put together, will you be shocked to learn that's what it was about? I doubt it. Senseless violence, and now high alerts for Americans who are in Middle Eastern areas, and particularly our embassy folks in Tunisia and other parts of the world. So Hillary Clinton, who looks like she hasn't had a drop of sleep in a very long time, as the Secretary of State, isn't she always on the go? It's been about that from day one. Came out swinging, offering up that she was heartbroken, and we're heartbroken as a nation, but a few other gems as well.
But we must be clear-eyed even in our grief. This was an attack by a small and savage group, not the people or government of Libya. When the attack came yesterday, Libyans stood and fought to defend our post. Some were wounded. Libyans carried Chris's body to the hospital, and they helped rescue and lead other Americans to safety. This is not easy. Today, many Americans are asking, indeed, I asked myself, how could this happen? How could this happen in a country we helped liberate, in a city we helped save from destruction? We condemn in the strongest terms this senseless act of violence, and we send our prayers to the families, friends, and colleagues of those we've lost. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation. But let me be clear. There is no justification for this. None.
She's absolutely right. There is no justification. I don't care what film, what thing was said. It doesn't matter. There is no reason to kill the U.S. ambassador and the three others that were killed in that embassy attack. So here's the other part of this. The other shoe to drop is, not shockingly, guess what? The embassies were weaker than originally thought. And I say this because you can clearly see the reports. And why? Well, think of our shortfalls. Americans who are in the business of protecting diplomats say that the part of the problem is the use and monitoring of private contractors to do what? Provide that security, but there's shortfalls there. And yeah, you think of Iraq, and you think of it looks like a university, the giant embassy that we have there, and the amount of people that have to shadow and protect the folks from the State Department. So their own oversight group watched and looked at what was happening in some of these parts of the world. And what is the problem? It's the dough, the lack of money for improvements like security training, and they can't afford it. So they don't do certain weapons training that they would do. Supposedly they didn't do some driver's training that they would do to get somebody out of certain situations. It's not to say that there wasn't great people that were working there. And then the other problem is, and the first thing that came to mind when I heard of the attack, is what was going on with the Marines, because some Marines were killed. Well, when they're guarding in these diplomatic areas, what are the rules of engagement? I think the 50 Marines that are now in Libya to reinforce the security at these diplomatic compounds will have much different orders than so many of the others who are stuck with some of the crappy rules of engagement that make absolutely no sense. And one of the things that the State Department had to do is one of the big challenges is what do they do with their budget and where they're prioritizing, because they've had to shrink. As I said, they've had to go to private security contractors. They've had to shrink a lot of the jobs that they would normally have. And in fact, if you go back a couple of years, there was a huge warning that was issued. I'm sure we talked about it on America Tonight, but some of the lower-end contractors were hired because they didn't have the money. So did that jeopardize the security? War zone embassies. Don't you have to have the best of the best, especially in a place like Benghazi? Are you kidding me? Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. And then what also has happened now with all the governments being overthrown. So there have been weaknesses that have been reported in the past over the guarding of the Baghdad embassy. And some of the things that have been pointed to in the past specifically dealt with security training. Looking for bombs through the use of guard dogs. That there wasn't a lot of training there. That there were too many days off in between. And also that the guardhouse wasn't safe. So if the guardhouse isn't safe, how easy would it be to take care of the people in the guardhouse, especially if you had inside knowledge and it was an inside job? The answer is it'd be like taking candy from a baby, especially being blindsided, not thinking it was going to happen. Now, do I know all the pieces of this puzzle? No. But do I think that this is some of what we're probably going to see? And wait till you hear whatever is vetted up to the Senate Armed Services Committee. There will be questions about what happened here. And I want to hear the response. So we have two warships in Libya, almost there anyway, which is the good news. The investigation is going on, but there's really nothing you can add to the conversation of how is it that 2, 3, 4 hours go by, can't find the ambassador, can't get his body for 12 hours, and you have literally a little hell going on in Benghazi. And then there's the debate over the political side of it. When Mitt Romney is asked about it, because everybody wants to talk about foreign affairs, and when any news item comes up, that's what happens when you have a gaggle of reporters following you. So Romney just eviscerated, blew up, took apart the foreign policy of the Obama administration, and specifically talked about what happened at the embassy, saying that our president issued something that was akin to an apology. And the president says that he is wrong and that he should listen first, because he tends to shoot first and aim later before all the facts are in. Who's right? More on the crisis on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Everything is political. Can't we agree on that? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for being locked and loaded, so to speak, on this edition of the show. Coming up in our next hour, we will lighten the load. I want to make sure everybody knows. Yes, nail the score. Again, we have to move nail the score because of Thursday night football, Green Bay and Chicago. So, nail the score is coming up in our next hour. Dave from Vermont was a winner right out of the gate in week one. You could be the next winner and win our swag bag. I hope that somebody gets lucky again. That's crazy. We hadn't had a winner in 2 years, and finally, Dave comes through with the score. The Cowboys beating the Giants 24-17. Not a lot of people thought that, even though, hey, the Giants won the Super Bowl. It's the first game. Couldn't there be a little bit of a let up? Yeah. And there wasn't, really. There were a couple of primo mistakes at the tail end, and hey, Cowboys took advantage. Cowboys won it, and he won, nailed the score. I don't know what the game of the week's going to be. The computer will randomly select it, but you, my friends, get to participate. You also can throw in your 2 cents at any time. This is an open highway. That's what I love about America Tonight, and that's why I host the show, because I like doing it. And I like the fact that you get to respond, that immediate response. You can do it through a chat. You can do it by sending me an email at americatonight.net or giving us a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Everything's political because if you look at the Huffington Post, Romney is a creep for criticizing the Obama administration and their initial response to what happened overseas, Egypt and Libya. Now all the embassies, of course, are on high alert. And I think the film was more of a distraction. The film that made fun of the Prophet Muhammad was an excuse in the Libyan situation, because it'll come out that that was an inside job. I will be stunned if it doesn't. In Egypt, a little bit different. Maybe it was more prompted by
the people that were looking at YouTube with the dubbed over voices and the crappy graphics and everything else in the little 14-minute movie called The Innocence of Muslims, and the debate over should this be allowed to happen on both sides. Should you be allowed to have a movie like that? And doesn't that lead to violence? Here's the thing. We live in a free country, people, so violence as a reaction to art is pathetic. But that's the reaction in the Middle East to it. And sorry, if somebody wants to do what they want to do and say things about the Prophet Muhammad, as many things are done to Christianity and other things that people think are sacred cows and you shouldn't do that, this is part of living in a free society, right? But we get that. You don't have to look at it. You think it's crap, it's crud, it's not art, who cares? I'm not paying attention. But that's not the way they're thinking, the rabid Islamic extremists, when they put the raw meat in front of them, which is, hey, go look at this. If I'm a Taliban Al-Qaeda person, of course I'm going to do anything I can to have people look at this footage, because I want them to become rabid and attack and do something crazy, do some sort of senseless act of violence. But I don't think that was behind the Libyan situation. So here's the scoop on the political stuff, as I don't want to get too sidetracked. You can go to anything that you think is, quote, left or democratic leaning or whatever, and they're going to trash Romney in some way. I was reading Joan Walsh, who I actually like. I don't agree with a lot of her opinions, but She's no dummy, and sometimes she is right. She says no one is saying Romney can't criticize the president for his Libya policy. They are saying he can't lie about what the president said. And then you get another opinion of a completely different sort, looking at it from different eyes, from, you know, from the Huffington Post, and you go to something that's much more conservative, and you'll find things like, you have to be kidding me, Obama is an idiot, why would he not say immediately that this cannot be tolerated as to what happened in Libya? It seems to me that he is sticking up for the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood. Then there's this from another conservative who says Mitt Romney should be supported in his criticisms of the Obama administration's mishandling of the Middle East. More to the point and a little nicer. So everything's political. In the end, who's going to gain the points from it? And trust me, this isn't being cynical, but behind the scenes, that's what's being discussed. Who's going to get the bounce from this horrible, tragic situation, which I don't think it should even be, that shouldn't even be what it is. You have to feel for the family of the ambassador, and the fact that now we're saying that, oh yeah, by the way, there have been some problems at the embassy with training and security because we hired the cheaper firms, and we think that there was some weapons training that should have taken place and some other things. Great! So this is where we put our people. We throw them into harm's way in the worst possible scenarios that they could be in. And we don't give them the best possibility of having enough insulation around them to at least give them a chance to thrive and survive in a tough environment during a very tough time. Come on. So what say you? You want to weigh in? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. To be sure, there were some other things that happened closer to home. I want to make sure that we don't go off on the deep end and just stick our head in the sand, so to speak, over in the Middle East. There is a story that's circulated for a long time now. We have talked about this before. In fact, we've had people on to talk about GPS tracking and devices that are ultimately used for other things, including student tracking. So there is a student tracking system that is being used at a bunch of different Texas schools. And we're talking about microchips implanted in mandatory IDs. Some parents think that this is an invasion of privacy to do that, to say that your kid has to, you know, has to wear this. This is the rules. This is our middle school. This is what we want. And in October, about 4,200 students at a middle school in San Antonio, in fact, two different schools, John Jay High School and Anson Jones Middle School, have to wear ID cards that have the radio frequency ID. The card is on a lanyard. It's like to teach the kids, like we're all walking around at Boost, because that's what it looks like. It's going to be around their neck, and it'll transmit the information, their location, to electronic readers throughout the campuses, so they know where they are. It's GPS in the school. And the administrators are saying, listen, this is about the safety of the students. So within the walls of this school, during the school day, we know where the kids are, period, you know, end of story. We don't care what you think. It's a one-year pilot program, by the way, because they're beta testers. This is what the kids are, beta testers. It's going to cost the district to do it almost $300,000. They say it's going to increase attendance, and it could bring in $2 million more into the district in state funding because of that. So this is the deal. Why is the school really doing it? Did you hear me say $2 million? They're paying close to $300,000. Kids will have to be in school because they'll have a GPS tracking device. They can know if they're lying, and they, especially in the high school, they say they're not there, or they say they're there, but they're not there. They can track them down through this chip. Or is it really about the security of the kids? Once I saw that that was the money that they were going to make, to me, it's about the money that they're going to make and not the tracking devices. Not the tracking devices. I have a feeling that some parents will sue. They'll say that that's an invasion of privacy, which some of them have already said, and this may not last very long. Is it a good thing? Is it a privacy issue, that surveillance that shouldn't be used? Is it non-threatening? I mean, it is. I think it is non-threatening in one sense, but in another sense, I think it's creepy. I am so glad that I got to go to school and I didn't have to go through metal detectors. I didn't have to be shook down every time I went in and out of the door. And if I wanted to cut school, I could, because I didn't have a GPS tracker around my neck.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No attorneys to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I serve my God down. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
So we continue down this path of odds and ends here on America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, Buddha, Steve Budin from PickNation.com gives you the skinny on some of the games over the weekend. We're mixing a little sports. And in our next hour, nail the score. And I don't know what the game's going to be. The computer randomly picks it. Who knows? Because we've got a Thursday night game, Chicago and Green Bay. Who do you think's going to win that one? Green Bay. I'm just saying. I don't know that that's going to be the game that is chosen once the computer speaks. But all you have to do is call us, tell us who you think's going to win of the game that is picked. What do you think the final score is going to be? Dave in Vermont did it last weekend. Lo and behold, he won. So right out of the gate to start the season, we had a winner. You heard me talk moments ago about cutting school. Did you ever cut school? You can't tell me that everybody in this audience is a bunch of goody-two-shoes and they never cut school. Not once. You could still be a good student and cut school. Now they have to have an official ditch. Why? Because they got you microchipped up. One school, two schools actually, in San Antonio are the beta testers, the guinea pigs, and the kids have a chip, so they can't lie about where they are. If somebody ever wants to find them, the principal, there's a disturbance, there's trying to track down the student, all they have to do is look for the ID chip, then they can locate them. The thing that the school district is claiming is, hey, this way it's our four walls, we know where the kids are at all times, I think it's fabulous, we don't have problems. Like, do they think kidnappers are circling the school like vultures waiting every second to grab one? Which, by the way, in both of those schools, they've never had any such thing, any kind of a attack like that, or somebody claiming to be somebody and grabbing a kid. But they say it's about safety or $2 million because they would have a better attendance record. So I think it's more about that $2 million. Call me cynical, but it looks pretty obvious to me when they're paying $300,000. I think there's more than, oh, we really care about the kids' safety. Highlight says, I used to cut school every chance I had. That would have greatly interfered with my outside time. Harmony says, I saw a story in the summer where they wanted kids to do an arm scan. So that means a chip. Yeah. To all the ditchers out there listening, your offspring will not be able to do that in the near future. Because I think this takes off. You got to look at the money that the schools will make. And they're going to get the chips. Might be sued, but they're going to get the chips. All right, moving on to something else. When we talk about numbers so much on the show, this isn't a shocker, but when you actually see the numbers and hear the reports, it's just depressing is what it is. We keep hearing about the middle class. This is the, like, election of the middle class. How many times have you heard the word middle class? Fact checking and middle class are the two biggest words coming out of either campaign. They want to own the middle class. The problem is, sadly, when you look at what it's like to be part of the middle class, the people in the middle class are crawling to get up to the upper echelons and be that 1%. I talked to a guy one time who had a great theory. He said, the reason why we're about capitalism and opportunity and all that stuff is, and we're not concerned about what the 1%, if they're paying the taxes or not, is because we believe that we can all achieve that level, that we can all become the 1% eventually if we just work hard. So the median income of American households dropped to its lowest level since 1995. Any guesses as to what the Census Bureau is saying the median income for, you know, which of course is adjusted for inflation, what do you think it is? If you were thinking $50,000 in 2011 or 1.5% below its 2010 level and 4.1% below its score when Obama took office in 2009, you would be correct. You would be correct. And remember, by the time you subtract everything out of that, it's not the number even that we think it is. 50-some thousand. So it just reaffirms or confirms or whatever that the American dream is out of reach for some people. The thing is that we always, I really think this, we always believe that we can move up the ladder, we can move up the chain, we can open our own business. This is America. We can do it. We can get there. We can be just like the people that live behind those gates. And the problem is with all the taxation, with the high unemployment, with the people who have to string jobs together, it's not so easy to grab that brass ring. There may have been more opportunities in the past than now. Because that's depressing. The median income, lowest since 1995. Yikes. Ooh, yikes. And you got to love this. In France, vive la France, the new guy in town has vowed that there's going to be a 70% tax on the rich, on the so-called rich in France. So a lot of people like to live in France. They do. They like the Eiffel Tower. They like the buzz, the feeling that you get when you're in Paris and when you're in the outer regions. But now, what supposedly is going to happen is those people that are in their 1% are going to have to pay 75% more. I bet that goes over like a lead balloon. Did you realize when we elected Hollande that we were going to have to pay this much more money? 75% is a honking big number. Can you imagine in America if somebody running for president became president, or somebody in the office gets to do it again, and they say, listen, we're in such a bad shape with this deficit, and we're at our wit's end. We're going to have to have a 75% penalty on all of you, basically, because it would be a penalty. We're going to tax you all 75%. There'd be a revolt. I don't care if it's in the 1% or the middle class. There would flat out just be a revolt over that. Oh, I don't think that that person, if it was first term, they wouldn't be elected for the second term. I highly doubt anybody would want to face that kind of a heavy burden. So we'll see if it doesn't blow up in their faces. I think it will. I believe the biggest blunder of the week was the Democratic Convention. You have this decorated admiral who honors veterans, and they did it so well. The Democrats did do it so well, whereas the Republicans, I think, dropped ball and just didn't do it, just didn't go the route of the military or the vets. Shockingly. So you have this retired admiral, John Nathman, who was really good. I saw him. He's had some glowing things to say about vets. It was just a giant screen behind him. It showed four ships barreling down, Navy ships. It looked very cool. And I never even made the connection until I saw that the ships that were behind him were part of the Russian Federation Navy. Yeah. Cold War, ring any bells with anyone? The admiral who was on the stage remembers those ships well because he was chasing them. So the image with the radar designs and all that other kind of stuff were not American. What a huge blunder that is. What a horrible blunder that is. They had to immediately apologize. They've apologized. The Democrats apologized for using a fleet of Russian warships as the backdrop for a Democratic National Convention tribute to U.S. military vets. They blamed an outside vendor for the mistake. See, there is a thread here. When you go cheap and you get outsiders, what happens? Faulty security in places where you don't want it to be that way, in Libya, and problems with people putting together footage at a Democratic convention. Does this move the needle on either side, though, is the big question of this hour. Does anybody get a bounce or not? Democrats slam for the Russian warships. Then you have the tug of war over what the administration did with the Libyan situation. Was it fair or foul? Should the president have gone more on a limb, gone out on a limb, and really went after Islamic terrorists? But no, that didn't happen until a day later when it was not just the ambassador, but there were other embassy personnel who were also killed. Stay with us. A conversation with a very funny man, Buddha, next on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I love that football is back. The Buddha Man in the house, psyched about the Jets, and oh, this week it's the Jets and the Steelers. But let's talk about last week, Steve Budin, the Jets. That was a home run.
Right, and most people didn't have that play. Everyone was on the Bills, and I always said if my wife was a football team, she'd be named the Bills, so I definitely couldn't bet on the Bills. But at the end of the day, look, the Jets, you can just, for the Jets game this week against Pittsburgh, you can really just rewind to last week because it's the same analysis. The Jets, I told you, were built to beat mediocre teams. The Bills, I told you, were the quintessential mediocre team. But against the Steelers, man, we're talking about a whole different story. The Steelers have an elite quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. Even if you get to the guy, you can't bring him down. He's going to drag you around the playground like you're a little kid and then hit a receiver, breaking open, breaking off a pattern. He's too good. They're better at defense. They're better at offense. They're better at every position. Steelers are going to blow the Jets out for the same exact reason the Jets blew the Bills out. Jets are always going to beat teams without elite quarterbacks. They're always going to get beat by teams with elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's a great tip. You've said that many, many times, and if people listen to that, then they would have done better in a whole bunch of ways, let's just say, if they were laying the money down. The Redskins and the Rams, and the only reason I bring this game up, because I'm jumping around on the board here, these were obviously later games on Sunday, is because how about Robert Griffin III in his debut, first rookie quarterback to win Offensive Player of the Week, out of the chute in his debut. How do you think the Rams, that should be is that a layup? Washington should win this,
well,
right?
Well, me and you talk politics all the time, but forget Obama, forget Romney. RG3 is going to be the most popular guy in Washington over the next 4 years, but I got a little news for you. Don't sleep on this St. Louis team. Jeff Fisher, he's got them playing ball. Look, they had a great game last week. They came up just short against Detroit. I believe Detroit at the end of the day is a better team than Washington. I take St. Louis in this game, +3. They got the wrong favorite.
Oh, St. Louis. All right. So, you know, we talked about the Jets, and my friends from New York that are big Blue fans would be upset if I didn't ask you about the Giants and the Buccaneers after the Giants lost in the opener to the Cowboys. Do they bounce back big here?
Right. Well, it doesn't surprise me that the Giants got stuck in the gate, to use a horse racing term, last week. Look, they didn't get off to a great start last season either. Matter of fact, aside from winning the Super Bowl, you know, going into week 10 last year, you wouldn't have even picked them to be in the playoffs. Look, to me, the Giants, they always need to dig themselves in a little hole. If the Giants had beat the Cowboys in week one, I think they probably, you know, it's a look-away scenario where they play, they go against Tampa Bay and they don't get up for the game and possibly Tampa Bay sneaks in a win or a cover. But coming off the loss, I mean, my God, this is the early season wake-up call. They're going to be in front of their home fans again. There's no way they don't show up to this game. And if they show up to this game, come on, man. This is the men against the boys. I mean, who do you want to go to war with? Eli Manning or Josh Freeman?
Manning, no question about it.
Right. Let's lay the 8 points here then.
Yeah, okay. Any luck this time around for Andrew Luck as the Colts host the Vikings?
Great segue. First home game for Luck. Look, for me, he continues to show all the signs that you're looking for, that he's going to be extremely successful at this level. 309 yards passing in game one against Chicago. Look, the Colts got that, you know, down big early. They went away from the running game. But overall, I did see a certain confidence that I was looking for from Andy Luck. Look, Minnesota, return of AP and all, I mean, they were life and death to beat the Jaguars, a team that, let's face it, if they were a racehorse, you'd have to bring out the curtain and the needle and inject it because it would be too expensive to feed. At the end of the day, I like Indy in this game. I think they get their first win. Andy Luck, welcome to the winning circle.
I like that. Hey, the Ravens, it was just a blowout in their opener in the gate, and the Eagles by 1 point over Cleveland, but they're hosting Baltimore. Do you like Vic in this one or Flacco?
I don't know, man. Vic in week one was doing his best Red Chili Peppers impersonation. Give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away now. 4 interceptions in week one. I got to think, Kate, that at this point, defenses know what to do with Vic. They've been watching him long enough. They just seem, they've seen it before. They know how to scheme against it. You know, his athleticism, they've come up with a way to combat that, obviously. Look, at the end of the day, I loved Flacco in game one. Man, he just looked confident. He looked natural. He was letting the ball fly. Also, Baltimore played tough defense. I think both of these teams will play tough defense. I like the under 46.5 for that reason.
Yeah, that's a good call on that one. I like it. I'm glad you blessed that. The Bears and the Packers, they're the Thursday night action. You got to love all these Thursday night games. And this is that traditional rivalry. I mean, is there anyone better than Rodgers? Shouldn't he cover this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Green Bay Packers are not going to lose 2 games in a row. That's just not happening. And I think you're getting the value here of a line that's a lot cheaper than it would be had Green Bay come out and win game one against San Francisco. Then here you're looking at a 10-11 point spread. Obviously, without that happening, you have a very manageable line here. And like I always said, if you got a chance to lay less than a touchdown with Green Bay, make like Nike and just do it.
This is a throwaway, but since I have friends in both places and they bleed for these teams, and you're in Miami, right. The Raiders coming to Miami, what happens here? Is this a don't touch it?
Well, this game to me is not about who's better, but who's worse.
Yeah.
The Dolphins right now, they're pathetic. I think Oakland needs a game like this after their loss at home to the Chargers. A little trip to Miami to beat the crap out of the Dolphins, maybe just what the doctor ordered. I like Oakland minus the 2.5.
Oakland. All right, a couple of others for you. The Saints and the Panthers are both looking for their first win.
Yeah, and I love New Orleans in this game. I mean, my God, Neither of these teams obviously got off the good starts last week, but you know, you kids can't expect Drew Brees to have two bad games in a row. That's not going to happen. And almost I feel the same way in this game. Had New Orleans come out and won last week, man, they'd be a 9-point favorite in Carolina. That didn't happen. So now they're a 2.5-point favorite. How do you not lay the 2.5 with Drew Brees? Look, Cam Newton, he's always going to do great when he's the stud on the field, when he's the best quarterback on the field. And that's going to happen a lot for him. But not this week. This is Drew Brees. I love Drew Brees and the Saints.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let's go on record and make that my play. Last week it was the Jets. This week, it's very important that you surround and pound one game when you're betting. This is my game, New Orleans Saints minus 2.5.
I love that. Surround and pound. I'm stealing that from you. So the Cowboys, after their first win, they're going to Seattle. Is this another layup? I mean, Dallas, the line's like 6, right, or 3?
Right. It should be 6. I agree. When I looked at this, you know, what I like to do as a handicapper before I prepare for the shows and going on TV, I take all the games. I don't look at the line. I make my own line. Then I look at the real lines and I see, you know, the difference. I had Dallas 5.5. You know, they're 3.5. That's ludicrous. Normally this game would sound like a trap. But, I can't understand. I obviously, people feel because the line is really just a mirror of public perception. It's not like there's some Chinese guy in a back room crunching numbers. This is just actually the line represents what the public feels the game should be, and that's what makes the public, you know, have a hard decision to choose between either side. Now, the public has this game at 3.5 because they feel Seattle, as a dog at home, is a very tough out, and they're probably right. And for those of us who have watched Tony Romo do his Texas two-step now for the last 5 years, we know just when you think he's the man, he's going to Jessica Simpson you, so watch out. And I think that's what they're thinking. But me personally, I like the boys here. I like what I saw against them, against Big Blue. And I'm going to lay the 3.5, probably buy down to 3 just to be safe.
Yeah, let's move to one last one, Cry Me a River. Oh, I know so many fans have suffered through Philip Rivers. The Chargers looked pretty good in the opener, so now they're hosting the Titans. Is this one to jump on?
Yeah, I mean, first road start for Jake Locker against the hot Phillip Rivers. Advantage San Diego on that one. Tennessee to me seems to be pure garbage. I'll take San Diego at home.
I like it. Buddha Man, picknation.com, you are the boss, and we'll see. I like your lock of the week. I got it written down, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Let me ask you one quick question. You were right about Romney over Gingrich. What happens with this election?
Oh, man, it is so neck and neck. Talk about a horse race. I'll tell you what, my insiders are saying now, Obama.
Yeah, I'm going with Romney in the backdoor cover. So
I knew it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.